Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Heather, you can confirm good skin?
Yeah, he's got fine skin. Looks good.
Mm-hmm. Gary Carpenter.
He's also having a baby. The stuff I learned quickly Googling somebody.
He is? It's possible?
He's not. His wife is having a baby. That's exciting.
Sorry.
But he's going to be a dad. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Well, he's already Cleveland's father.
Oh.
Answered that question. Who's your daddy? Here's from Twitch about people that are, you know, where they watched it, how they watched it. And this is what makes sports great. It's why sports can be so unifying. At the bar with a buddy, everyone there was on the edge of their seats. Carey hits the bomb and the place erupts. Strangers high-fiving each other. And he says it right there. This is why I love sports. I love the camaraderie. Go Tigers.
It's what brings us all together. Everybody pulling for this baseball team. As improbable a run as it's been. There were people watching that game and we were all thinking the same thing. They're going to waste a Skubal start. This guy has dazzled. He was the best pitcher for the entire season. And he went to another level in the playoffs. In a must-win game, he goes 12 up, 12 down, 7 strikeouts. Runs into a little trouble, gets a double play in both the 5th, 6th. They leave him in for the heart of the order in the 7th, does the job anyway. He was on his game, and he's in his element. He's taunting the crowd. He's feeling himself. There's emotion, and that you don't want to waste that. Mm-hmm. We're all, another base runner wasted, another opportunity squandered. Only to have 8-9 get on base in the lineup and Carey Carpenter, who didn't start the game, finish the game effectively. Like, it was as gutty, gritty. It was an all-time big swing. It's why we told people, don't panic. Skubal's on the mound. This team is going to rally. They're going to generate some, not a ton, but some offense. And you only need some when you have Tarik Skubal throwing. John.
Add a little bit more pressure, because here's another one on Twitch. Lions, Tigers. And come Thursday, the Red Wings, who needs April in the D when you have October in the D? And does it add a little pressure to the Wings? Because you've got a really good football team. We think possibly a great football team. You've had a nice run by the Tigers. They're in the postseason. Unexpected. The expectations for the Wings that they're going to be there. It's got to add a little pressure.
Oh, yeah. In a good way, though. Healthy pressure.
Oh, healthy pressure. Yeah. I mean, for a season ticket holder, you got to sit there and say, yeah, I need a shot at some, you know, postseason opportunities.
Absolutely. Some ticket text on the Tigers. And we've been getting pages of these. So send them in. We'll get to the best ones. And of course, you can call in and cut in line a little bit. Texter says, if the Tigers would have lost that game, the trapped ball would have gone down in history as one of the greatest injustices in Tigers sports history. One more on that says, did you think it was a catch in the eighth, Mike and Monroe? John, I thought it bounced. What did you see?
I thought it hit the inside of his glove, and it was a catch. So we had a little debate in the Jansen house. Heather, did you see
it? I agree with you.
Oh, thank
you. I did see it.
Yes, you need to give Lisa a call.
Oh,
she thought it was a great injustice. She thought the fix is in.
Oh!
She's always on the fix.
Fix is in. Yes. I don't think it was a coordinated effort, yes. but on that replay, and I've slow-mo'd it down enough times, I see it bounce off of the outfield grass and into the glove, into the glove.
When I saw it in live, like live speed, I was with her. And I thought, this is going to be overturned. Then I saw it in slow motion. I thought, I think it hits his glove and goes in. But yeah, I think it was one of those. However, it was called on the field.
You weren't going to be able.
And that's where that was my argument. Is it's so close and it's really not definitive, so it's not going to be able to be overturned.
Your wife is a lawyer, right?
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
So it's always the other thing.
I lose all those arguments. I lose all of them.
Exactly.
Yes, but I knew
that. She took you to town, right? Oh. Now, actually, my perspective in the stadium was that he caught it. And we were so confused. I felt like the stadium, maybe the people sitting closer had a better idea. But from our vantage point, we actually thought it was called not a catch on the field at first. Because the way the runners were behaving.
Yeah.
And they're not showing that stuff on TV and stuff. And we thought, when we heard him come out, we thought it was an overturn at first. But it was actually, you know, sticking with the call, which I actually believe, I'm with you, John. You stick with what was called there.
Yeah. And if they had called it not a catch. And here's where I kind of behind the scenes go with what AJ has done. And whether it's Cora, I don't know who's doing the base running coaching at practice. But you don't know what it's going to be, so you keep running as if it's not caught.
Correct.
I thought the glass half full out of that was that Perez hit that ball hard, and it was against Class A. And those other hits before Torque's homer were hard hit balls that they had something on him. And, you know, it just was kind of foreshadowed what was to come in the ninth, even though I felt like they missed their chance in the moment in hindsight. I thought it was a big tell what Perez did there.
Well, a couple things. Cleveland decided to use Class A in game one, even though they had a big lead, because he hadn't pitched in a week. And AJ had noted, hey, it's a chance to see these guys. One more game where you get to try to pick up something off these guys. The fact that the Tigers applied pressure in the eighth, Class A had to come out for an extra out in the eighth. Work him a little more. He's at 20-plus pitches in the ninth inning. You get a couple guys on. They whittled him down.
And not to bring the house down here, I actually was saying in the moment to a few Cleveland fans, I'm surprised they didn't intentionally walk Perez to get the Torque.
Right, sure. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right.
You can't hit it.
I was.
At least not now.
I was the Guardians. That's what I would have done.
You know, it's almost like they didn't know Perez is a very good, like, spray hitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want when you're going against a guy like this.
Ticket Texas says, Tigers got the road split. Now it's a best 2 out of 3. The Cats keep clawing and scratching. This one says, we can't underrate how well it worked out. Scooble not only faced the Guardians once during the regular season, he only faced them once during the regular season, so it's not like they had a great look at him. He had Jose Ramirez looking silly. And nobody does that to Jose Ramirez. Scooble was phenomenal. Texter points out, how about this? Tigers and Tarek Scooble, the stat on him, last four starts, he's thrown 24 consecutive scoreless innings. After giving up a cheap run in the first inning back on 9-18 against Kansas City, he's been dialed in, Brad, in ATL. More ticket textures. AJ Hinch wizardry at its finest. No one you'd rather have at the plate than Carey, and he didn't even start. The voodoo is alive and well in Detroit. Morning, guys. I'm 59. I've seen a lot of sports. Wow. How many listeners yelled right before Carp hit it? They said it was 111 miles an hour off the bat, Dave, at work. John,
it was so much fun in the moment to, and whether you were watching it live, you were listening to Dan Dickerson, It was, can we play it yet?
Oh, yeah. No, let's play it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we said we'd play it in this hour. Let's play it for people. People have been requesting it.
Just waiting for it.
So, again, the moment. Kerry Carpenter, two strikes, two outs. Mariano Rivera reincarnated on the mound.
That pause between it and gone felt like, in the moment, it felt like it was about 10 seconds long. I'm like, just say it. Just say it. It was unbelievable.
That's how they measure how big of a home run it is, by that pause.
By that pause, yes.
Filar coping extra hard this morning. Ticket Texter's calling out Chris. Ticket Texter says, man, Jake Rogers is Mr. Clutch. Is there a stat that measures timely clutch hits at critical times? Porn star mustache Rogers would own that stat.
It does have a great stash.
What did the guy compare it to? Magnum PI earlier on the phones?
Yeah.
Little Tom Selleck action.
You don't like the stash?
I don't like mustaches on anyone.
Just a full beard.
Yes, I love a beard.
No mustache. What,
but no stash?
Mm-mm. No. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Works for him.
It does.
It must. Sure.
It must.
I mean,
to somebody.
Yeah.
Phone calls to get to. Actually, let's get the phone call in real quick because we got the two grand slam coming up in Heather's news. Justin in Madison Heights, real quick. You're on 97.1.
Guys, so I've been getting my son into baseball this year. It's been a fun ride. He doesn't sit and watch the whole game with me, but he'll come in and he'll watch a couple innings. He's getting into it. He's learning stats and stuff. So yesterday, we're sitting in the living room. I'm in my chair. He's on the couch. He's on his iPad. Ninth inning, Kerry comes in. I was like, buddy, you got to put the iPad down. You got to watch this, right? Literally, the moment I tell him to watch, Kerry hits that home run. He's running around the living room. I'm running around the living room. We're screaming. My wife's in the bedroom, annoyed as heck at us being so loud. She's watching TV. And it was awesome, man, just to see my son get so excited. And I love sports. I love baseball. And it's so much better with the kids.
That's awesome.
Justin, we love those stories. Those have been some of the coolest phone calls we've gotten the last couple weeks. Is not people calling in excited about the Tigers. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
But it's people talking about their kid, their daughter, their son, their family member that they've reconnected with over baseball. That's the coolest part about this. We have the two grand slam coming up at 7:25. We'll get into Kerry Carpenter's home run and where it ranks in the pantheon of Detroit sports. I heard both Rieger and Caputo yesterday said it was better than Mags. I don't know about all that, but we can talk about it at 7:35. It's 97.1. When's the last time you went to the dentist? It's a question you might not want to answer. Life gets busy. You've been putting it off, pretending those issues are just going to go away. At Brightside Dental, there's no judgment. They're not going to lecture you about your dental health. They're not going to get on you because you don't floss after every single meal. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Brightside believes visiting the dentist shouldn't be stressful. There are going to be a bunch of approachable professionals that want to work with you, and they have 8 offices across Metro Detroit. So you've got chances, no matter where you live in the area, Canton, Livonia, Southfield, Sterling Heights, Warren, and more. $35 new patient special, free exams and x-rays to kick off your dental journey. Let's get something on the books. 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Come on,
reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Before the two grand slam, we've got Heather's news.
Yeah, so a $1 million lawsuit has been filed against the city of Warren and two police officers who were involved in a crash that killed two men last week. So it happened right around 5 a.m. on September 30th. Two police officers in a fully marked Warren police car crashed into a vehicle. This was near the intersection of Shaner and Prospect Avenue. Two men in the car that they hit were killed. The two officers critically injured. During a press conference on Tuesday, attorney James Harrington said that he expects data to show that these police were driving over 100 miles per hour when the crash happened. And he says several lawsuits are being filed. It's a really sad story. An independent study is being conducted by the Warren Police Department. Police have arrested the man wanted in connection to that armed robbery that took place at a Southfield home of a rabbi on Wednesday night. We talked a lot about this. Well, an 18-year-old was arrested on Sunday following a traffic stop. Southfield police are saying that there's no evidence to suggest that this was a targeted attack as part of a hate crime. It just was a crime of opportunity, yeah. Right? This guy was able to get in through the back door, and lo and behold, it was the rabbi's home where a lot of students were gathered. This guy faces one count of armed robbery, which is punishable by up to life in prison, and one count of first-degree home invasion, which is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Also has to pay a hefty fine as well. He was able to get into the house. He pointed a gun at these people, grabbed a purse before running away. Former Michigan football star Jabril Peppers, who was arrested on several charges after getting into an altercation with his girlfriend over the weekend. The police report is pretty awful. Yeah. He and his girlfriend had some sort of altercation, according to the police report, in which he then hit her, choked her, took off her clothing, and put her outside. His girlfriend told police that he put his hands on her neck, slammed her head into a wall, and then threw her down the stairs. He's been charged with assault, strangulation, and drug possession. He did plead not guilty in court on Monday. He was ordered to have no contact with the victim, and he has a hearing scheduled for November 22nd.
It's Heather with Yikes. The news.
Yeah. Yikes is.
Yeah, it's.
Like you said, awful details. Mm-hmm. And clearly it'll get sorted out, but awful details. All right, two grand slam time.
We're due for a winner, you guys. I'm ready to give away $2,000, and I hope it happens today. The rules are really simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if you get them all right. Simple as that. Let's go.
Sure.
It sounds easy.
Sounds
super easy.
Let's give away some money. Dave in Allen Park. Dave, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Go Tigers. Unbelievable night. Exciting. And I'm either going to do really well or I'm going to crash and burn like the Guardians.
There you go. I love your perspective.
Let's carry that momentum. You're buzzing.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do this.
All right, Dave. Have you played before?
I have. It's been 3 years. I won $150.
All right.
Last time. Hopefully I can you know, do a little better.
I hope so, too. Yeah. All right. So you know the rules. Your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Who wears jersey number 29 for the Detroit Tigers?
Carpenter.
Who are the Dodgers currently playing in the NLDS?
Padres.
This team is currently ranked number one in college football.
Texas.
Who leads the Michigan Wolverines in rushing yardage this season?
Khalil Mullins.
What is the state capital of West Virginia?
Pass.
Who do the Pistons play tonight at the Breslin Center?
Pass.
Who played Ricky Vaughn in the 1989 movie Major League?
Pass.
Alabama lost to this unranked football team on Saturday.
Vanderbilt.
Who did the Red Wings play in their Thursday night home opener?
Pass.
What jersey number does Sidney Crosby wear?
61.
What is the state capital of West Virginia?
No clue.
Who do the Pistons play tonight at the Breslin Center?
One, two, three, four.
Four, $100.
$100.
Yep. Mm.
Hey, $100. I told you, it's either going to be my wheelhouse or I'll take $100.
Yeah, you didn't crash and
there
burn.
There was no crash and burn.
No. Nice job, Dave.
Dave,
thanks,
we'll put you on hold.
Thanks, Dave.
$100 you didn't have when you woke up today. Yep. Femininio Law brings you the $2,000 slam. Let's go through it, John.
Who wears jersey 29 for the Tigers?
He said Carpenter. He was off by one.
Yeah, I figured people were either going to guess Carpenter or
Scooble, who wears 29, yes. Yep.
He got the Padres. They're playing the Dodgers in the NLDS. Texas is ranked number one. Khalil Mullings is the leading rusher for Michigan. Charleston is the capital of West Virginia. He did not get that one. The Suns are playing the Pistons tonight at the Breslin Center.
That was just me. No one's paying attention to them. Even Kirk Gibson didn't bring them up when he said all the nice things about our city.
They're playing tonight? Charlie Sheen played Ricky Vaughn in Major League. He did get Vanderbilt. They're the team that beat Alabama. The Penguins are who the Red Wings will open up with on Thursday night at home at the LCA. And Sidney Crosby does not wear 61. He wears 87.
All right, speaking of Alabama losing to Vandy, if we have time at some point today, I do want to play some audio from Paul Feinbaum's show.
Oh.
Because he gets crazy people from the South to call in, and this guy went on a rant about Alabama losing to Vandy. So I know we're doing a lot of Tigers. If we have 3 or 4 minutes today, I think it'd be fun to mix it in.
I agree.
But $100 for the $2,000 slam. It's a good job.
Yeah, hey, $100 is $100.
I know people are going, he only got four. That one was easy. When the clock's ticking, like I'm not giving you West Virginia's capital on the spot, right? I didn't know who the Pistons were playing tonight. You can tell me it was the Breslin Center. That doesn't do much for me.
I'm surprised you didn't get connection. Charlie Sheen, though.
Yeah, the Charlie Sheen one is one that I think most people would have gotten.
Well, especially, maybe. I mean, we've made so many
Major League references
yeah. over the past couple of months.
Yeah.
And he obviously got the Vandy, but who's paying attention to, no disrespect, to the Pistons, but no disrespect to the Red Wings, but who's, right now, because of what the Tigers are doing, we haven't even talked Lions football in, 8-9 days? Well, since they last played.
Yeah.
Well, it's been all Tigers.
Yeah, about a week.
Other than you.
Yeah.
And your car flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, other than
when
me.
When does that go up?
And when you're in a real playoff push.
Oh, it's not going to go. Not to even celebrate the start of the season?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But even the start of the season has been put to the side because they're going to play damn near the same time as the Tigers on Thursday. Tigers are playing, is that a 6 o'clock on Thursday?
Yeah.
And that could be a clincher for the Tigers to advance to the ALCS. Like, as cool as the Red Wing opener typically is and it's normally sold out, they're riding in the passenger seat on Thursday. The Tigers are driver's seat now.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about the Tigers coming up next. Cary Carpenter's home run. I heard Rieger yesterday say, better than Maglio.
You weren't in the restroom for that, were you? You actually saw it?
I was locked in, John.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Both Maglio
and Meadows wasn't at the bat.
Both Maglio's home run and Carpenter's. Watch them in front of the TV. But Rieger said that it was better, Carpenter's home run, than even Maglio's. I disagree. I think it's a good conversation. And yes, open lines. We're still buzzing. The Tigers are coming home all tied up. It's 97-1. You get this big smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it takes me back to driving my truck, and Teddy and Lisa were in the back seat, and the way that we erupted, and Teddy was cheering along with it as well.
All of 3 years old. He's
oh,
hype. My,
oh, yeah. He's ready to rock and roll. It was unbelievable.
We're all still buzzing this morning, and we have open phone lines to talk about everything Tiger baseball yesterday. There were so many moments in that game. It was a tense game. But your ace goes out to the mound and does ace stuff. 12 up, 12 down, 7 strikeouts before you even bat an eye. Settles in, still goes 7, including facing the heart of the order in that 7th inning. He was feeling it. He was taunting the crowd. He was buzzing. But there's this dread in the back of your mind going, they're going to waste this Skubal start. They turn double plays. They're playing good defense. They're pitching. They just need one run. John, they got 3. You yep. just heard it there from Dickerson. Kerry Carpenter, not only 2 outs, but 2 strikes. Class A leaves him back-to-back sliders over the heart of the plate, and he didn't miss the second time.
Nope.
It's the first home run Class A has given up to a left-handed batter all season. It's the only home run he's given off on a slider this season. It's Kerry Carpenter hitting the hardest ball off of Class A this year, and it's the Tigers who have now evened this up 1-1. And John, think about what this means. Class A, that's their one big bad guy at the end of the bullpen that nobody can hit. Well, he's not unhittable anymore. It takes the wind out of their sails. They come to Detroit, and the pressure's all on them. They need to win both of these games. Because if they only win one, Tarek Skubal's coming back, and he's going to wreck their season on Saturday.
He's going to terrorize them.
They have to win both. At a zoo of a ballpark, Comerica Park is going to be a decade in waiting, loud, raucous, and electric. Good luck, Cleveland. This is why we said don't panic, John. That game yesterday was everything. It's 8-9, Gritty getting on base. It's a pinch hitter, Carpenter, who wasn't in the opening lineup, delivering. It's everything this team has done. And it's hard not to get emotional about it. So we've opened up the phone lines, 248-539-9797. There's a Carpenter question. I said it's the biggest home run the Tigers have hit since Maglio. In my life, only Maglio hit a bigger home run. Jeff Rieger last night said he thought that was bigger. And Tom, you said Caputo echoed the same thoughts on his show. He thought Carpenter's home run was bigger.
Yeah, and I was surprised by that. And, you know, look, this is an opinion thing, okay?
Yeah. But
Pat is pretty studious with baseball.
Oh, of course.
And I definitely have a massive respect for him on something like this when he puts his opinion towards it. And he said, and along with Rieger, they you know, saddle this to Class A being in the pitcher. You know, the Mags went up against Houston Street in that moment. He was a solid reliever, but nothing like Class A. Class A's been referred to as Mariano Rivera. By the way, remember that shot I took at him yesterday? I was waiting for that one, saying nobody's invincible. You know, but yeah, they both said Carpenter because of the moment. You know, the Tigers were scoreless for 17 and two-thirds innings here. And when I was sitting there, I kept looking out at that box score on the scoreboard in between innings and had all the makings of a team that was going to blow an ace's awesome outing, especially with the guys left on base. I mean, Cleveland didn't have base runners. They had some threatening moments, you know, and I think it just changed the series. And I equated this to watching Class A, because he then pitched to Vierling, and Vierling got they kind of bobbled it, and Class A didn't get over in time. He was rattled maybe a little bit.
Absolutely was.
Watching him walk to the dugout in person reminded me of Patrick Waugh walking off in Game 7 against the Wings when the Wings scored 4 in the first, and they pulled him.
Well, and that's an all-timer. I mean, this is going to be one that people reference forever.
Sure.
I mean, it's Iserman's double OT, it's Tayshaun's block, it's St. Brown clinching a playoff game. I mean, you could put it in the pantheon. But to me, you want to talk about what that home run did. It evened the series. Maglio ended the series. This evened the ALDS. Maglio sent the Tigers to the World Series. Maglio was at home. It was a walk-off. There was no half inning coming up later. There was no other game in the series. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Yep.
No disrespect to Pat, who knows baseball. No disrespect to Rieger, although, you know, we like to throw that to him. Maglio's home run is better. Bigger, better, however you want to phrase it.
It's the best since Maglio.
Yes.
And to me, Maglio's was the best since Kirk Gibson.
See, and that was before
series.
I was alive.
Right. So, and I'm cautioning myself not to go full, you know, stony on this, but I'm not that old. And there are a lot of people listening that when that happened, I rank them as Gibbies because that was in the World Series.
He doesn't want to walk you.
And then it was Mags because it was to go to the World Series. And then I put Gary Carpenter's third. And I don't want to disparage what happened yesterday.
No.
But it didn't seal the series. It sent it home with the advantage. But those two, to me, will always remain above what Gary Carpenter did because of the situation, because of the context of which they happened.
I remain, and this is so lame right now, to be determined on this. I need to see how this plays out because Mags did send them. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Here he goes. He's looking for. Yeah. I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah, what's gotten into you?
Look, because I do think they need to advance for this to live in a, you know.
In infamy.
Yeah. And I kind of equated to the Iserman double OT goal, which I was in person for, and I spontaneously bought tickets for, much like this. And both games were 0-0, and it was coming down to the line, and that was a game-clenching goal by Iserman. It's always lost a little luster for me because they failed and they didn't win. And I think they got to at least win this series to put this up above Mags. I think an important question to ask here, Gibby, Mags, and Carp.
I think John nailed the order.
What happens if they don't hit it?
Well, if they don't hit it, it's still 0-0 yesterday, and Class A is likely leaving the game in short order. I don't know what happens. If Maglio doesn't hit the home run, the Tigers are still tied 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they still score the run.
Or maybe you ask it, well, what if they all got out?
Okay. I think John nailed the order, though, because it's not about what if they didn't. It's that they did and what them doing it accomplished. It's a home run in the World Series. I think the only thing that tops Maglio in my lifetime is if someone wins a World Series game with a home run or wins the entire World Series with a home run. Carpenter didn't do those things. And it's not to take away from it. We're all buzzing. We all love the hit. It's just if you're going to say it's better than Maglio, I need more than just, well, it kept the series afloat. Maglio ended the series. There was no coming back. There was no historic 3-0 comeback for the A's. It's over. The Tigers are going to the World Series. As great as Carpenter's moment was last night, as I woke up this morning, John, the Tigers are not in the World Series.
Right.
You know, I think for now I will say Mags, but I think there's room for this to become bigger. You know, this is still soaking in. I mean, it happened, 13 hours ago?
Right.
And I know this, that when Mags hit his, I jumped up in euphoria. And I had the similar experience with my kids and my wife yesterday at the game. You know, that was the similarity was, it was very even in terms of just pure joy, ecstasy, hugging people, high-fiving strangers, you know. And I believe for this to trump Mags, they've got to win the series.
Phone calls, ticket text, open lines, everything from that Tigers game yesterday. It's 97.1.
Hey, get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. So that's a $5 bet, and if you win, you're going to get $300 in bonus bets. And take a look at the Thursday night matchup as we approach another week of NFL football. 49ers at the Seahawks. Let's go Brock Purdy over passing yards. They got to win again at some point, right? DK Metcalf over receiving yards. Kenneth Walker, anytime touchdown. All you got to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. I gave you the same game parlay. You could choose from that one, other ones that are pre-built for you, or you could build your own. That's what makes it so great. Again, the website, FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, an official sports book partner of the NFL, must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Cary Carpenter, man of the hour. 3-run jack in the ninth inning. two strikes, two outs against the best closer in baseball, the modern Mariano. He hits him deep on a slider that hung over the middle of the plate. Oops, made a mistake. Carp wasn't going to let that one get by him.
Right.
And John, it takes the entire mood of what was an agonizing, tense watch. Tigers are playing their ass off. They're playing defense. They're robbing homers. They're turning double plays. Tarik Skubal is in his element, pitching as well as he has pitched in a game this season, and it was still 0-0, and you needed someone to break through. So for all those reasons, the Carey Carpenter home run is euphoric. It's pantheon. It's all-time Detroit sports moment. That's an all-time Detroit sports game, given all that was going on in the game. It's the Kwan catch, no catch, and you'll never convince me he caught it. All of that factored into what was a great game. So we've just opened up the phone lines and said, you guys call in and talk about it with us. Now, I heard Rieger say that the Carpenter home run was better than Maglio, so I wanted to address that today. Maglio sent the Tigers to the World Series. I hate saying this because it feels like I'm disparaging what Carpenter did.
Right.
It's game two of the ALDS to even a series. The game was tied at the time. Like, I don't want to put that in the Mags category.
No. And, I mean, so when we're talking about the three home runs in regards to Kirk Gibson, like, Lance Parrish had a home run in that game as well. Kirk Gibson actually had two home runs, and they weren't tied. They were up 5-4 at the time, but it was the game that won the World Series. It was the moment that sealed a World Series victory for the Detroit Tigers. Yeah. And then you think about Mags' home run in the context of, yeah, they were tied at the time, and maybe if they had gone on to win the World Series, you could have the conversation of that competing with Gibby's home run. Yeah. But it still wasn't in the World Series. It was to go to the World Series. Now, if this leads to more epic moments, if it leads to them going to the World Series and winning the World Series, now we can revisit how important this game was. Because if they go down 0-2 coming back to Detroit, maybe it doesn't even make the rest of it possible. So it does require more work to be done.
I think a good comparison is the Tayshaun Prince block en route to something bigger, en route to a championship, right? I could see that comparison. Here's another way of looking at the Carpenter home run. I think it's, depending on what you think of last year, St. Brown clinching the playoff win for the Lions, it's 1A, 1B, the biggest Detroit sports moment in a decade, right? What Carey Carpenter just did.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's whether you think the Lions winning that playoff game or this, 1A, 1B, for a decade, they're the two highlights that we have to point to. And it's not done yet. I understand that.
So let's go back to last year's playoffs with the Detroit Lions. Whether it was the Rams or the Bucks win, was there a moment in those games that was a game-winning moment? I know they scored touchdowns. I know all that stuff. But was there an epic moment like that in the fourth quarter?
No. I point to St. Brown, his catch to secure. You know you're taking the knee. You know you're winning a playoff game. Ford Field is going to go crazy. That's the only comparison. And it was at home. I don't know if you factor that in.
I think that all matters. I'm somewhat drawn a blank here. Derek Barnes' interception.
Yeah. That would have been against Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of one of those moments, but I still don't think any of the moments that happened in any of those games get to the level of Carey Carpenter's home run. So biggest moment in a decade? Sure. I can get behind that 100%.
D in Southfield, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Great.
All right. Here's the perfect comparison, and I'm going to tell you why. The Roman Wilson catch against Alabama in the Rose Bowl, he had just made a bonehead block on the Blake Corum run and came back and made that play where he got that first down on that amazing throw by JJ. If that doesn't happen, we lose. Now, with what happened with Kwan in the outfield, because of that bad call, because it did hit the ground before it went in his glove, our guys were running toward home. We would have scored at least one, maybe two, when nobody had scored in the entire game. So for them to get past what Roman Wilson did and turn around and make that play and going to overtime is the exact same thing as the Tigers getting past that bad call and Kerry Carpenter knocking us home.
D, you're because right about
if
this.
If he don't make that play, we're not going to win that game, and we're not going to win that series.
Well, I don't know that I'd concede that, because Clase is about to get worked out of the game. If Carpenter doesn't hit the home run, you're probably going 10 with Clase out of the game. I'm not saying you're definitely winning. I'm also not conceding that they would have lost the game. I do think he's right about this. If they were to have lost that game, today's show would be very different. Obviously, there'd be a panic and they're down 0-2. It'd also be a lot about the Kwan catch. That's like a footnote on today's show, whether or not Kwan caught that ball in the eighth inning. If they lose, it's a huge chunk of the show, whether we wanted it to be or not. The phones would be full of people complaining about it because, John, the more I've watched it, that ball bounces off green, off of the ground, then into the glove.
I didn't think so.
What were you watching?
I wasn't watching it at the moment because I was so annoyed with the TV broadcast. I was listening to it, painting a room. But I did, after they were reviewing it.
Like, look at this. That ball is on the ground.
I think his glove, the thumb of his glove is underneath it. I think it hits the leather before it hit, and it doesn't even actually hit the green. And so it's, but here's my point on that.
We don't even have to worry about it now.
That's the beautiful part. We don't have to worry about it. It was so close. However it was called on the field, it wasn't going to be overturned.
See, this is why they should play on field turf, so the little pellets kick up. Then we'd know, right?
Sure. Yeah, but then is it the glove that is scraping the black pellets?
See, there's always an argument.
Yeah. And what about the dew point? We'd lose the dew point if it was on turf. 248-539-9797.
They had that in Washington.
There you go. Phone calls to get to.
I'm slipping.
Sad Cleveland fan. Chris Filar's update is next. 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.